Hello and welcome back to episode 2 of the Blank Page podcast. Today we will be talking about technology and the impact that it has had on the events industry. Event technology has changed the way in which we invite, outreach and promote events. PR and public excitement is generated across a range of social media channels and invitations take a more digital form than they have ever done before. So this can be done through the use of Facebook, LinkedIn and Twitter, and this has really allowed the organisations to promote their event to the relevant audience with the use of demographics such as age, gender, their job, their educational level, where they live and even their interests, because essentially audience play an important part in the way in which these technological advances have progressed. And this gives the opportunity to gather guests and speakers from anywhere, allowing parts of events to include virtual attendees, therefore making more exposure. So how was this done? I mean, there's many different options now, but live streaming is one of the most important tools at the moment for events. And this is done through the use of YouTube and Google Hangout, with most recently Facebook and Instagram jumping on their own live platforms themselves. A more mainstream concept, however, though, is wearable technology. So this has become one of the most recent and innovative ideas of this day and age. And this allows attendees to be able to utilise the new ways of communicating in order to store information gathered at events. So festivals such as Lollapalooza have really jumped on this bandwagon of wearable tech, with the use of bracelets that allow them to pay for food and drink by just tapping them. And this has really created sort of another step to progressing in the events industry and progressing with the times that we have now, considering there's so many things such as contactless payment, Apple Pay, etc. out there at the moment. Another example of wearable tech is Google Glass, and this is a head-mounted pair of glasses that can shoot video, take pictures and broadcast whatever you are seeing to the world, essentially. And although we can already do this with smartphones and tablets, this is a new sort of adverse that you could just wear it, bring it anywhere with you, and it will still look essentially just normal to another eye that doesn't know necessarily what it is. But smartphones and tablets have always played an important tool, and they increase to be on the rise. And these can be used for events to showcase products, slideshows, data captures, and user interactions that via the games and the apps that are essentially there for everyone. And because things such as Wi-Fi, GPS, eye beacons and low energy Bluetooth already play a big part and are essentially anywhere, these can be used then to track attendees' movements, see which booths they're attending, both useful for satisfaction and popularity rates, and also for other attendees looking for peers. It's also good for the event organisers, as they can send out survey questionnaires or second screen solutions to discover actions and thoughts before, during and after an event. Things such as 3D printing and drones. So 3D printing is a fairly new technology that is continuing to be built. However, it has been reported that 3D printing could be used at events in the near future for decor entertainment. So that only kind of shows you how the events industry is progressing exceptionally well and technologically. Drones, on the other hand, they're more popular right now than they've ever been, and they're also there to help attendees to experience the event online through interactive and immersive first person views, and they can be used to like fly over crowds at conferences to provide marketing and PR for future events. So although these are all amazing, there have been some questions that this new technology could create more disadvantages than advantages. So with the use of the internet creating online opinion, reviews and interactions that are made public, therefore it's making it harder for an event company and its brand to maintain a good reputation. And another concern could be linked to the privacy of others. So the Google Glass has come under fire for the threat of everything being filmed easily and uploaded onto Google services, which have created concern in the past over its accessibility from others. The problem of Google Glass is that the product looks so easily normal that how will others know if they're being filmed, as opposed to a bigger piece of equipment such as film camera or even a normal smartphone, not to mention the recent criticism in Europe over its attitude to data protection and the privacy policies, which showed some uncontrolled use of personal data without the individual's consent, But I think it's important that as long as this technology is used to better the event industry and to better what we already have, then and everything is taken under regulations and done correctly, I think technology can only consider to get better for the events industry in the future. So thank you so much for listening to episode 2. That's all we have for today. We'll see you next time for episode 3. Thank you.